And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and our great producer, Eric Reinert. And Joseph, what song is this?
This is Eagle Rock, of course, by Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Of course.
Of course. From Wolf Creek.
Okay.
So another way you can die in another country is by a psychopath in Australia.
That guy's
great.
Yeah?
Yeah? Oh.
The guy who plays that.
Yeah, Mick.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Real good.
Absolutely. Now, exact opposite of that, something good, a couple good things coming up, of course, but one of them is wealth. So, of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogelschul is heard on BreakRadioShow.com. That's B-R-E-A-K RadioShow.com. You can hear his show archives of Money Health. And, of course, give him a call at 623-888-3210. 623-888-3210.
Absolutely. And right now we've got someone else from Australia. And I guarantee he's not a psychopath. We have Jason Dundas.
How can you be sure?
Well, I don't know. Jason, are you a psychopath?
The last time I checked, I wasn't. So hopefully I don't become an Australian psychopath.
Great, great. Well, you are the host of America's Best Dance Crew on MTV, and the finale is this weekend. How excited are you?
Oh, man, look, I come from a small town an hour out of Sydney, and my whole life growing up, I was watching shows like America's Best Dance Crew and the VMAs from my little bedroom in Australia. So to be over here hosting one of these shows is, I have to pinch myself every day. I'm actually sitting right now on the Warner Brothers lot in Burbank. We've just been rehearsing all morning. And it's, mate, it's going to be a great show, just pure entertainment.
Wow. Wow. And so what happens at these rehearsals? I mean, do you have the real judges there, or is it the stand-ins? Cause I've seen them do for other reality competitions. They have stand-ins.
So basically the judges are kind of hidden from everything. So when they see things, it's for the first time, and okay. Their critique obviously decides the fate of these people. And, you know, not only is there huge rewards in terms of the popularity and notoriety you gain for winning, but you know, for this show, you win $100,000 and a lot of other things. So the judges stay away in their room, but as the host of the show, I'm the ringmaster. So I'm on set at 7 a.m. from the first moment things start till the very end, and I'm in every frame. So by the end of the show, I've had enough of talking, I tell you what.
Wow, wow. And it's very, so tell us about the finalists this year. Who's still in the competition? And, of course, we don't want to ask you for a favorite, but, you know, give us a sneak peek at what we might see.
Okay, so America's Best Dance Crew is 8 seasons in, and over the last 7 seasons, 6 of those champion crews that have won before have come back. And they're all competing for the all-star title of the best ABDC champion. So you've got the creme de la creme, the best of the best b-boy dancers in the world. So firstly, it's been extremely hard to judge, but we've whittled it down to the final 3, and they're each really diverse in their genres of dance. You've got Super Crew, who come from Las Vegas, and they're very b-boy, old-school centric. You've got Quest Crew, who are really theatrical and comedic and quite fun and you know, very engaging with the audience and the crowd. And then you've got a crew that comprises of members from the Jabberwockies, who are probably one of the most famous crews that ever won the show back in season 1. And these guys are called Kingers, and they're very new to the show, and they're very slow and poetic and lyrical. So I think I can be biased. I mean, I can choose someone because I don't pick on the day. So I would say my vote would be behind the Kingers based on the originality of their performances.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Wow. Wow. And I mean, the judges on this show are amazing. I mean, I have to tell you, please let Frankie know that I am one of his biggest fans.
Oh, I will for sure. So Frankie and I have been hanging out, as you would expect, the last 4 weeks. And we actually go into hair and makeup together. And mine takes about 4 minutes. They just put powder on me. They go, "You're all right." And then his takes about 6 hours because they cover him head to toe in glitter. Wow. And then each week they change his hair with a different mohawk-tipped color. But, mate, he's great. He's full of life. He's a big character. And, you know, you've also got T-Pain on the show, who I believe is recording music in his dressing room next to mine.
Wow.
Non-stop. He's just got auto-tune sounds pumping out of there all day.
Wow, wow. And of course, Frankie, I know him from Big Brother last season. And yeah, that doesn't surprise me with the glitter and all that stuff. I don't know how much glitter they had to vacuum out of the Big Brother house. But always a very entertaining guy. And, you know, again, great judges, great dance crews on this. I mean, so what time does it start on Sunday?
Yeah, so it's actually on tonight.
Tonight, okay.
It's on at 10 Eastern Standard Time. And, you know what? I would tune in if you want to just be amazed. It is a celebration of dance. We've got all the best six crews that have ever been on the show coming back to perform and celebrate the season. And then obviously we'll be crowning the All-Star Champion who will win the 100 grand, the Golden B-Boy Trophy. And I've watched the show three times now in rehearsal, and there might actually be a moment where I dance on the show.
Ooh, nice, nice.
But it's something to watch, I tell you what. It's very cool.
Great. And, of course, it all leads up to the VMAs, the Video Music Awards, of course, on MTV. Tell us about that.
Okay, so we've got Miley Cyrus hosting this year, which I don't really have to say much else there. You can kind of imagine how that's going to play out. The show's live, and I don't think she's going to follow any scripts.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably what they want. Yeah. No. Justin Bieber's going to be on there singing, which is pretty cool. He's just dropped a new album and some new music. Pharrell will be on there. Ed Sheeran, Macklemore, who have a new track. A$AP Rocky's going to be performing. So, you know what? It's going to be a global show, and it's going to be amazing, as it always is.
Excellent, excellent. And that's, is that tonight or is that tomorrow? I'm sorry.
That's on Sunday night. I think 8 o'clock, yeah.
8 o'clock, excellent, excellent. And of course, on MTV, of course, home of Scream, one of my favorite shows right now, right, Greg?
Yeah, you like that one.
Yeah, that's good, that's entertaining.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, of course, based on the movies.
I can't stop watching Catfish.
Oh yeah, Catfish is great as well. That's always entertaining.
Yeah. Dude, my friend got catfished last night.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell you like the details of it because it would kick me if I'm telling you, but it actually happened last night. I was like, whoa, no way, because I've been watching the show religiously the last 4 weeks.
Wow, wow.
Full on.
Wow, that's amazing. They got some great stuff on MTV. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now, of course, if our listeners can't tell, I don't know what's wrong with them, but you are from Australia. You're Australian. So you would know, Greg.
Well, of course, our theme of today's show, because of the new movie No Escape with Owen Wilson, is 1,000 Ways to Die in Other Countries or Visiting Other Countries. Now, I see here, though, that you've visited over 40 countries across six different continents. Have you ever been in any situations that were, you know, maybe a little scary that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, so I basically worked for 5 years on a travel TV show in Australia called Getaway, where we would, you know, go to the best, furthest, most remote places in the world and showcase, you know, the cultural diversity from those places. And there's this one tale I'll tell you. I went to on a sailing cruise for 7 days through the Indonesian archipelago, and we visited two islands, one Komodo Island and the other Rinca Island. Now, these two islands are the only places in the world where you'll find Komodo dragons living, and they exist in the wild. They're not caged. They just live on these islands. And Rinca, specifically, heavy population of Komodo dragons. And after this seven-day hike, boat cruise, we hopped onto this island, and the plan was with our camera crew and sound guy and our producer, we would hike with a guide who was only bearing a stick as protection. And we would track down a giant Komodo dragon that's, you know, 20 feet long.
Oh, wow.
And we'd get up as close as we can and talk to the camera in front of it and you know, conduct our TV show. And this guide, who, again, only had a stick, reassured us that these dragons were predator creatures, ambush creatures. And as long as we're not in the direction of the wind, they wouldn't attack us because they can't sense us.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So with this information, he sends me behind the Komodo dragon and makes me stand about 8 feet from this thing. And the camera crew standing 30 feet in the other direction. I crouch down and I have to say my lines. And the sound guys kept saying to me, say it again. I'm packing life. And as I walk back around to walk off, the wind changed. And the Komodo dragon can now smell four burly camera guys from Australia, and his little legs pop up and he starts chases. And these things can run at 20 miles an hour.
Wow.
And if they take you down, you're dead. We've just got a stick. So we left, you know, $120,000 worth of camera gear and audio equipment and ran for our lives up a hill for about 150 feet until this thing slowed down. And then the guide slowly tacked us back with his single stick to get our gear. But we survived.
Wow.
Yeah, luckily you're okay there. That's, wow, unbelievable.
Yeah. But it was a good show. It was a good show in the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I mean, that's a perfect segue into, you know, you are a host of many things. And, of course, we are speaking to you primarily today for America's Best Dance Crew, which, again, the finale is this weekend. So, now, being a host, you're in these odd situations. Sometimes it's live TV. Sometimes you're taping things. I mean, I just had a situation in our last segment. I kept saying the our guest's name wrong, or her last name wrong. So, as far as being a host, what tips do you have for us? Because I mean, you're there on MTV and around the world.
Okay, so I all started about. So I'm 33 now. I started when I was 20. I actually won a contest to host a show in Australia called TRL. And I had no experience prior, so I was thrown in the deep end. So everything I know as a host has been gut instinct. And for me to know and feel confident when I'm on the stage in any show, in any capacity, live or not, is to understand everything around the subject I'm talking about. So as long as I'm confident that I'm the smartest man in the room based on the subject that we're talking about, then I know I can control the show in any direction.
Oh, nice.
No matter where we go on any tangent, I know the answer to that tangent in both directions. And I can always control everything. The other thing is, I know I can talk underwater. So no matter what happens, if we have to stretch for time, if we have to, you know, close off and be quicker, I can segue very well. And that just comes with experience. And the other thing is I always try to just be really, really honest to the moment and play each moment as it deserves. So I never overhype things. If something feels a certain way, I go with my gut. So for me, I think if a viewer's watching, they want to feel the real emotion of what's going on in the room. And I like to make sure it's not about me. It's about the subject that I'm talking about. So I'm just the conveyor of that emotion.
Absolutely. That's great, great advice. And of course, the voice helps. I'm sure that, I mean, it works with the ladies and it works with just the, you know, listeners. People love an Australian accent, don't they?
Yeah, it's not too shabby, I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. Well, you know, everyone needs to tune in to not only the VMAs this weekend, but also America's Best Dance Crew. You're going to be entertained, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. It's going to be one of the greatest displays of hip-hop dancing you'll ever see anywhere on TV. And, you know, it's an hour of pure entertainment.
Nice. Now, do they do any tours?
I'm not sure if they'll tour after, okay. But I definitely say you got to tune in for this one.
Okay. Everyone needs to tune in. MTV this weekend. Just keep it on MTV all weekend, I think. I
mean, does the accent
yeah, I think
work?
So. Leave it on. Let
ways,
it roll
like,
all night.
If we go over there to Australia...
Oh yeah, do the ladies in Australia, do they dig an American accent or does it not work?
Oh dude, they totally do. I tell you what, if you go down to Australia with that accent, you'll clean up.
Nice. I like to hear that. Even if he's just lying, I'm good with that.
No, I swear, I can't lie. It is true. Australians love an American accent.
Well then, forget No Escape. I'm going to Australia. I'm not afraid to go to another
Australia
country.
Australia, we go. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jason Dundas. We really appreciate your time today, and have a great weekend and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good to chat with you guys.
Yeah, we'll look forward to having you on again soon.
For sure.
Take
care.
Bye bye. All right. Yeah. Hey, I can't wait to go to Australia now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Look up tickets, Greg.
You already got the flight.
You got the flight. Oh, nice. Okay. The flight.
Right as he said that.
Boom. Wow. Boom. We got the flight.
There's an app you download to get you cheap flights.
What?
There's an app I downloaded on my phone. You get really cheap flights.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Okay. We'll have to check that out.
Nice.
I forget what it's called though.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's like flight something or other. Probably. I don't know. Anyway. We'll look it up. Cheap flight.
The great stuff there from him, and I want to definitely check that out. I haven't seen that show yet.
America's Best Dance Crew.
Travel Zoo.
Travel Zoo. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Well,
yeah.
I like Step Up, so you maybe have to check it out
do.
This weekend, right?
Yeah.
So, in our next segment, we're going to talk about several other movies that are opening because, of course, No Escape is not the only movie that's out there. But remember, you can check us out on Meerkat if you want to watch the show as well as listen to it at Breakthrough Entertainment. Just download Meerkat from the App Store or your Play Store. And before we get to any of that, we need to hear a song from Wolf Creek 2.
Okay.
by the Tokens, singing Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Let's get to break quickly now.
Hey, no, Eric, Lion. Well, Wolf Creek 2.
That was a great movie.
The great, great movie. One of my favorite movies of last year.
And of course, I didn't see it yet.
Why didn't you say that? It's one of the best horror movies that have been out. Come on. Psychopath in Australia.
Mick.
Mick. Ooh.
Mick Dundee.
Lion sleeps tonight.
Whoa. Not that Mick.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. It's our 1,000 Ways to Die in Another Country show. We'll be right back.